whatever is there will be there, and will go away, will fade away. But you could change your vision with a simple piece of glass. The light will go to a rainbow, and there are all those colors. Where are those colors? Are in the light. But now they are divided. If you learn to see that division before the division, when you look at the sunlight, you understand that all the colors are there. Then you understand something really. Because when the sun is there, you see it. When it's not, you don't see it. This is the animal. This is the limited knowledge. This is the knowledge of just the existence. We understand the cycle, we understand the past and the future and all that. Yes?
Thou art content with knowledge learned. Thou hast lit thine eye at another's lamp. He takes away his lamp that thou mayest know thou art a borrower, not a giver.
This is what it is. What are you proud of? What is the base of your arrogance? Is that the education? What do you learn from the others? If they don't give it to you anymore, who are you? You should understand the source of knowledge is that. That comes from outside in. You get it from somewhere. So you should understand that this is not something fixed somewhere. This is working by this learning, actually, this process. Yes?
If thou hast rendered thanks and made the utmost exertion, be not grieved, for he will give 100 such in return. But if thou hast not rendered thanks, weep blood now, for that excellence has become quit of the ungrateful. He causeth the works of the unbelieving people to be lost. He maketh the state of the believing people to prosper. From the ungrateful man, excellence and knowledge disappear, so that never again does he see a trace of them. Affinity and non-affinity and gratitude and affection vanish in such wise that he cannot remember them.
Okay, you know that this is a long, long paragraph, right? Because it's difficult to explain what he's saying. Here, he's mixing everything up to bring it down to a simple stuff with difficulties. What is he talking about? He's talking about having something, appreciating it. Then what? Don't become arrogant. Understand that it will fade away. It's not yours. It's ours. It's here. So, if you pay attention to the process, you don't become arrogant. You understand that whatever you have, it's given to you. For what? For you to give it back and put something on it. Because this is how it improves. How did we learn all we do now? One by one, mistakes, trying, all that stuff, right? Every fellow will start with learning, then arrives to the position of teaching. This is how the process works, actually. Yes?
For Owen Greats, he causeth their works to be lost. Are the flight of objects of desire for everyone who has obtained his desire, excepting the thankful and faithful who are attended by fortune. How should the past fortune bestow strength? 'Tis the future fortune that bestows a special virtue.
Now another example, somehow a little bit from a different angle. He said, look at it. You know what's the worst thing you could do? Is to grab something, some comfort from a fellow. this is really bad. But there are people who are not like that. You could take something from them, they will even give it to you because they're not worried. They are different. They arrived at the point that they know this is the treasure which is given to them to be given to everyone. This is what they do. Rumi knows that he received something from Shams to do what? To do this, to give it to everyone. That's how it works. Yes?
How should the past fortune bestow strength? 'Tis the future fortune that bestows a special virtue. In
whatever you had in the past, because of that. So you had. We are talking about the future. What is going to happen? Because past is past. It's something which is forced to us, given to us. Future is something that we could change, we plan, we have a role in it. Therefore, think about the future. Yes.
In Lent, make a loan from this fortune that thou mayest see 100 fortunes before thy face. Diminish a little for thine own sake this drinking, that thou mayest find in front the basin of Kalsar. He who poured a draught on the earth of faithfulness, how should the prey, fortune, be able to flee from him?
Yeah. Think about it. When somebody is really good and pays attention to whatever he receives and he's grateful and all that, do you think that the goodness will run away from that fellow? That's how it works. The goodness will be handed to everyone. Some people, they pay attention, they're grateful, they receive it, they have it. Some people, no. They think that, okay, I got it because, like a thief, now this is mine. They don't understand that if it, this is yours tomorrow, it's not there, period. Yes.
He gladdens their hearts, for he maketh their state to prosper. He restoreth their entertainment after it has perished. O death, O Turkoman who plunderest the village, give back whatsoever thou hast taken from these thankful ones.
Okay, what is the between these two? The first one is the death. The second one is the Turk which is robbing everything from the village. What do they have in common? Oh, the first one you understand, that angel that we presented. Let's go to this fellow. Do you remember a peasant fellow? We talked about it. We said the civilized people are this, the villagers are cheaters and are bad, right? What do? They actually empty the village from the goodness because they are the master, they control it. Here, he will say, ah. Imagine these two side by side. The first one is the death. The second one is that Turk, which is the nasty fellow who ruins everything. Both of them are asked to give back whatever they have stolen. Yes.
Death gives it back. They will not receive it, for they have been endowed with the goods of spiritual life.
Ah, those special fellow I'm talking about, they don't need it, because they use their life for a purpose and they know what they are doing. Yes?
We are Sufis and have cast off our mantles. We will not take back after we have gambled away. We have seen the recompense. Our recompense, then, want and desire and object are gone from us.
Want and desire and objects are gone from us. These three, what is this three? Look at it carefully. These are the intuition of the animal life, right? all those greeds and bad stuff comes from this tree. Needing something, greed, and some special, let's say, distorted idea and thing like that. This is what the trick is. Oh, he says, these people, if you want to give it back to them, he says, oh, no, thank you. We had that already, we know it, and we don't need it anymore. Yes?
We have emerged from a briny and destroying water. We have attained to the pure vine and the fountain of Kalsar. O world, that which thou hast shown unto others, faithlessness and deceit and grievous pride, we pour on thy head in repayment, for we are martyrs come to war.
This one is difficult to really understand because he's playing with words here, the meaning of, one word is shaheed. Shaheed is the martyr, and shaheed is the witness. So he's two sides of that one kind of stuff. Here we say, you know what? There is another kind of attitude. The attitude of these transformed people I'm talking about. If you want to give them back the stuff, they say no, thank you. They turn around and say, hey, you existence, you universe, what do you do with everyone? You ruin the life of everyone. You give them and you take away and all that, right? We will do the same with you. We give you back whatever you gave us because we don't need it anymore. I don't care about getting old and losing that energy that I have to do that and that and that. I look at what I did and what I have and what I can do. This is what it is. So, somehow, they don't react to the existence. They work with it and we say, hey, we are two partners. We could be the decision makers here. Yes?
In order that you may know that the Holy God hath servants impetuous and combative, tear out the moustache of worldly hypocrisy and pitch their tents on the rampart of aid.
Okay, does it make a sense in English? Tear out the moustache. In Rubinstein, this has a lot of meaning, tearing out the moustache, because this is the torture which is quite visible, and you could do it to someone or do it to yourself, to tear this moustache, which was the symbol of manhood and things like that. Here he plays with that. He says, let me tell you this. These transformed people, they are so changed that they don't care about their hair anymore. They take away this hair of the mustache of the universe, and they laugh at all the success and the game of existence. Yes?
These martyrs have become warriors anew, and these captives have gained the victory once more. They have lifted up their heads again from non-existence, saying, behold us, if thou art not blind from birth, that you may know that in non-existence there are suns, and that what is a sun here is a small star yonder.
This is what it is. I'm talking about a different universe here. The universe that these transformed people, enlightened fellow, live in. I'm talking about non-existence. Think about it, because non-existence exists, and it's serious. And it's one of the gifts that is given to all of us. Therefore, remember, it's always the game of existence and non-existence. These people, they go in non-existence, they come back, and they say, hey, we were in non-existence, Now we come back in existence.